Clash of Clans podcast, episode 51. Skilly beep 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 skilly beep. And we're back with the Clash of Clans and the fans and the stands. I'm your pal, Big D Bone, and I'm here with my pal, Scotty. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, yo.
And then the ever beautiful Lady Bone.
Hello.
And we got Boaz.
Boaz is going to be calling in a second. We got to get in with the Skypey, but we're waiting on him. We're talking about all things Clash Clans here at the WBSMT Radio Studios.
And we have got shout-outs.
Let's talk about House of Zod first.
We're going to go right into the House of Zod on this episode. For the Zodcasters out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We've been having a lot of fun. We're killing it, you know, really wrecking it. So this episode, I want to go through the Zodcasters, people in the clan that have been having a lot of fun. I want to go through everybody, and I'll tell you a little about each one as much as I know. Basically,
okay.
Let me punch this right up here. Diddly diddly skiddly did. And that's how I computer. I skiddly.
Skiddlies.
Skiddly.
A lot of things are skiddlies.
Hold on, let me skiddle this. Oh, I didn't even get to a Lady Boneyard in time. Everybody's donating like crazy, which is great in the House of Zod.
Well, Ghost just said y'all need to request more, so I hit that request.
I agree with that because it's hard. Like last night, I was trying to give away a dragon, and I couldn't get rid of a dragon.
You know what? Probably 50% of our clan can't even hold a dragon yet. Because there's a lot of second accounts, a lot of small people, all the Zodcasters out there love it. Okay, let me go through the shits.
Okay, I just want to say this. So first, because I got it up, Casey stopped by. He said his clan was going to get pissed at him if he didn't get back there. But he says, bye, guys. Tell Boneyard that I'm his number one fan.
Oh, no. Really? I don't think so. My number one fan is sitting right next to me.
What an asshole.
I'm sorry. You can be my number two fan, maybe. You can fight for it.
Oh, but
Lady
Boneyard.
My number one fan is right here next to me, making it happen, making me the man that I am.
Notice the silence on Lady Boneyard's part.
Lady B is like, she just over there going, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know that.
That's right.
All right. So we've been having a lot of fun with fans. Even they're just stopping by and leaving. Hey, I wanted to say hi. Scotty and Boner, you're awesome. Lady B, I love your shits. You know, that kind of thing.
Ass, love it.
And I should have been writing these names down, but you know, what can I say? We'll go through the fan list. I think we're full as a clan now. We have 50 people in just a couple days. Number one, Ghost. I'm looking at. I'm just going down by trophy list. Or should we get?
I'm trying to call Boaz.
All right, we'll get one.
Okay.
It's kind of interrupting my train of thought with the biddly biddly.
Well, I was really excited when I saw Kenny Powers was in Earth.
Kenny Powers, yeah, right. Well, I got a thing to say about him too. I can't remember.
You know, I thought that he was in one of the ghosting clans that we had fought. I was like,
a Kenny Powers?
There was
in one
Kenny
of those
Powers
that we
in
fought
one of those.
In Minnesota. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's that in our ghosting description. It's ghosting. Not solid.
Well, I saw that you changed my description several times. I'm just going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't be an asshole is kind of outdated.
No one likes
because
well, we're going to talk about asshole. That. Because Boneyard said outside earlier. Oh no! It's my clan. It's my clan. I said that's it. I'm going to break apart and start my own clan, which I think is a good idea.
We talked about it at the very end of last episode. We'll talk about it in this episode.
Okay.
We'll get there.
All right.
First, the House of Zod, then your
piddly dink ass bullshit. The new guy last night, Ivanzi's from Twitter, I love his name. Unique name, 123.
Yeah, right. He's a member now.
Yeah.
I don't think he's in this war. All right, so let me go through the list. Should we do that?
Sure.
Ghost. Now, Ghost is a super, super high-level player.
Masters.
Was in Masters when he joined. Like, hey, dude. He had been playing longer than the podcast was up, got into it. He really liked the fact that the podcast kind of caught up to him to be relevant. He thought it was funny. He thought we were awesome. But what we were talking about was much lower level than where he was at.
Yeah, I suppose.
So he's all the way up there. He's got everything maxed out except for walls and heroes. And he says he does about one hero every 2 weeks. So he's rated for Dark Elixir way, way up high. And his center walls are super gold and or fire. I don't even know what level this is. Wall level 10? Wall level 11? Up there. And
I'm on my photos because I've been taking
screenshots. He's been on for a little while. I think he's in this war. Let me go back here and just go back to my client. He's in this war because he joined, you know, we started a war last night at 11 o'clock at night. So he's in this one and he's, you know, hey, ready to do his part. Number two on the, well, come on, clan, pop up here. Number two is Bob. Oh, Bob.
I just sent out a thing. What about Bob?
Bob is new. I don't know Bob. I don't know where he's from. This is probably, he's probably new in the last couple hours. I've kind of been off the chat and off the game since you got here, Scotty, and we've been recording.
Right.
So a bunch of shit happened and I realized
I've been on it constantly, and Ghost had just brought up 4 minutes ago. So what do you think this is? The House of L? And I said, Scotty is just talking about
having a house of L. Yeah, that's
and just... I have talked about having a house of Ursa.
Well, the Ursa one's much better.
So you just gave away the whole secret.
The whole thing, she talked about it. All right, there we go.
Oh.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Number two, Bob.
Cut here.
Bob, don't know him. Well, he must be a fan or somebody wouldn't let him in. Number three, guard dog with two G's.
I've enjoyed his company.
Yeah, he's a fan of the show. He's giving out troops, wanting to help and being
involved. I want to shout out.
I'll get there.
I know, but hold on one second. But he said, I'm going to get to shout outs in the middle, so that way I can do some more when I find them.
Okay.
Okay. So unique name last Jesus night
Christ.
Said, I hate war for killing elixir. I wish the winning clan had their war costs refunded. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh.
So, like, you know, all of the dragons. War economy
right there.
Yeah.
Right?
War economy. Or you get it back in war loot. You know? But so the dragons.
No.
So the dragons that I donated. I went down 2 million.
Our guys can go in with down, cheap armies and beat a bunch of shit, and then they get huge loot.
No. Well, yeah. This is the first time. You haven't played with level 4 dragons. Like, in Minnesota Nice, I went down 2 million. Elixir and last.
Handing out stuff.
Okay, yeah. I've been doing that.
And
this one.
You know, I can't hand out things because I don't have max level troops.
It would be just what you put in clan castles.
Boneyard has only been in the clan House of Zod for 3 days. My donations are 1,638.
That's like my normal week, Boneyard.
Well, I haven't even rated.
And it's a player tough one, I noticed after like 3 days, it was player one. I'm going on the list and seeing troop donations and troops received. I'm like, man, you know, people aren't requesting in here. It gets down.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
Boneyard. Troops donated, 155. Troops received. 2,485.
Yeah.
I killed him. I was thinking, you're the troop pig.
It is because I'm playing with two phones on.
But this is
one is smashed to pieces, mind you.
I donate with Boneyard. And
this was before this one. There's like 15 people in the clan or 20 people. Yeah. It's like nobody's requesting. I can't get, and everybody's donating. I'm like, well, where are the donations going? And then there's Boneyard.
I'm just warring and playing. All right, let's get back to the list. This is going to take an hour just to get through this list.
No, it's not.
All right, number four is Scotty. Awesome, you're in the war. Number five,
Scotty. All right.
Number five, Jedi Master. Cool name. He's another.
We like the Jedis.
Another high level guy, and he's ready to donate whatever he can, and is having a good time. Loves the game. Loves us. Having a good thing. I don't think this is his second. I think this is his main account. I'm not sure. Number six, Risha, RISHHA.
From Australia.
Risha.
I don't know. Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, let me shout out Dark Super D, who will get to his new member. Okay, here's what I learned last night, and I'm learning a ton from being in this clan now.
Are you going through pictures of the clan chat that you've taken, or what?
Yeah.
Okay, right on.
Yeah. So if I want to remember something for the podcast, so as I'm going through and figuring out what
it is.
Oh,
man. I have taken a bunch of pictures, so that can go back to when I started.
So
I
here is, if you're going to talk about the spawn rate, okay, so bushes, trees, all of those things that give you...
Mushrooms.
Things
what
that,
did I tell that?
Pine trees.
The
round trees?
Yes. Deciduous.
The lumpy tree?
Coniferous. Yeah.
What about the log?
Okay, everything.
The fallen log?
All of them.
And mushrooms?
Yeah, anything that grows. Anything that appears.
And the trunk.
Bushes?
Yes. Okay, you've already said that. Anyways. So you know how like you're going through and you're trying to figure out what you're going to get for gems, right?
Right.
Because it's like you try to every time you go, this makes no sense. Why do I get six out of this one?
Some kind of a
two out. Okay.
Algorithm.
No, it's not random.
No, it's not random.
This is the from the wiki by Super or Dark Super D.
Right, whatever.
This is
Dark Super D. What happened to our wiki friends from Australia?
Okay,
Risha.
Hey, Risha. Hold on.
Find that little guy.
Let me finish the
book. All right.
Okay.
I want to know if he knows Paul Hogan.
Gradients.
All right.
A throwback for you guys.
There's a throwback.
All right. So.
Driving in the storm.
The rate at which you're going to get the gems.
Well, yeah.
6 gems, then 0 gems, then 4 gems, then 5, then 1, then 3, then 2, then 0, then 0, then 5, then 1, then 0, then 3, then 4, then 0, then 5, then 0, then 1, then 0. Repeat.
It's the Pythagorean.
That's pie.
No, that's what I said last night.
I think it's the Pythagorean theorem.
No, the Pythagorean. No, no.
It's very similar.
But no, a squared plus b squared equals c squared. Is the Pythagorean theorem.
No,
that's what it is. That's exactly what's happening.
But pi.
Hey, 2, 3, 5, 7, 9, 4, 3, whatever you said. No,
this isn't pi. I checked it out. It's not pi.
All right.
I don't care.
We're done talking about
it. 3.1415.
You want to know something?
Okay.
Somewhere in pi, that is.
Hey, guess
that
what?
That sequence of numbers occurs somewhere in pi. It's a random, you know, it's all the way out. Yeah.
Okay. This is the regeneration rate. So that's. So this is what happens. So if you're looking for gems. And you know how many things are out there, you can kind of guess. But that's why it's not random, that things that you pull up. So if you pull them up in that order, you'll start to get that that thing. I didn't know that. That was something I learned. So,
Boneyard became an uncle again last weekend. Congratulations.
Hey, Boneyard. My little brother Ian had a little baby, and Harper June is her name.
And he clashes and has a clan over in Germany. And
bunch of Air Force guys.
Ian, I don't know if you're listening, but when you sent over the kilograms, you would have had a 1,200 pound baby.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that when he sent us the weight,
3,200 kilograms. And
I don't know how to convert it. 3,240 kilograms. And I went, oh, my God.
Maybe 3
grams.
Maybe 3.2.
How about 3.24 kilograms
or 3,000 grams? Yeah, the kids.
There's 2.2.
Okay,
Mr. Period.
So,
anyway,
also the amount of obstacles you can have on your.
Yeah, he doesn't care at all. He's trying to do his thing. We're doing it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So we're talking about the number of obstacles on the map. So like bushes, trees.
Yeah,
you can only have 40
trees, logs.
So you can only have 40
mushrooms.
Yes, all those. Keep going.
Fir trees.
Deciduous trees.
All right. What? Coniferous?
Coniferous trees. That's what I was trying to say.
Conifers.
Ken Kniff from Connecticut.
Ethan has been in and out.
Oh, yeah. Number 7. Ethan.
I think he accidentally left and then had to come back.
He's a new guy. He happened while we were recording the last ep, so I don't know what the heels deal is.
He was there before and he left and had to come back.
All right. Number 8. Michael DK18. He has been around for a while, and he left and came back, and it was because he has another clan. He was visiting them and coming back and forth. He's a fan of the show. He's been when we were really low on the mark, when we were doing 10 people and 15 people. He was one of the higher ups, helping out, dumping out whatever he could. Awesome, you know.
Yeah, which is why I wanted to bring Scotty over, because I felt so bad for the few high level
Gopher fan who was number 1 for a long time. Came over from Minnesota Nice. And he was number 1 because he was at Town Hall 9 and with 10 people. And I feel bad because I'm trying to tell him to pump out all the, fill the entire war castles with.
Hey, and let me just
Max,
tell you.
Whatever you got. But he did, you know, and that's what everybody in the House of Zod is.
Super shout out.
They're all trying to help. What?
Super shout out to Gopher.
Gopher fan.
Cooper wanted to know earlier whether or not, do you consider yourself a gamer, Lady Boneyard, or was it more like, let's see what these nerds are up to?
And I answered with, do you have my answer?
No.
Okay.
So that's the question for the people at the podcast. How would you answer that question?
Lady B, what do you got to say?
And I believe I answered with, I was an elder in Minnesota Nidus. I'm a co-leader in this clan. I am extremely active in gaming as far as this goes.
But not gaming in general.
Gaming in general, because that black box over there, I still call the video game machine.
My PS4, or PS3, excuse me.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's a PlayStation. It's our
DVD. Got some clickers basically, and
it's
shit.
If I had
to watch a movie, I wouldn't know how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a
all right. If so, I had...
So no, she's not
let's
a gamer.
Get you, I keep did going with I'm going to get to the next ones.
Heyday all by myself.
Very nice.
I did, well, you know, I got this all by myself, too. And I
yeah,
just,
one day she's
one
like...
One day I was sitting out on the patch. I was like, hey, look! Where should I put my town? Because
I had been playing forever. And she's like, hey, look what I got. I'm like, what?
Mind you, I didn't have a smartphone for a very long time. Yeah. Until I flushed my regular phone down the toilet, I did not have a smartphone, and Boneyard made me get one because they did not have my phone.
Yeah, anymore. You're not going to get a flip phone anymore. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's not
going to
happen.
Well, let's get to the... Keep going with your shout-outs.
We're not buying phones at this pawn shop. All right. Number 8 was Michael. Number 9 is me, Boneyard. I think I'm number 3 on the list of the war right now with 40 people. Which is crazy. I'm all the way up there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, it's Ghost, who is way higher than anybody.
Okay, and Def Noise Scotty is number 10. I don't know that I've talked to him.
Def Noise, I've talked to a couple times. I think I let him in. And, hey, fan of the podcast and wanted to get involved in the war, and that's cool.
Atenastar has been pretty active.
Atenastar has been real active on chat. Wants to get a shout out. Asked for a shout out.
Yeah.
Like, where everybody's getting
a shout out.
Okay.
So Andre Agassi over here. I don't know anybody. Selena Williams, maybe?
John McEnroe.
McEnroe.
That was last time I watched tennis. Oh,
McEnroe.
Did I just
let me?
Myself? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get to an email here in the middle of.
All right.
How come we have to stop for you, but you don't stop for our nonsense?
Because you guys wouldn't stop for anything if nobody stopped you.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's just Gabriel writes in. He says, hey, guys, huge fan. I'd like to see what you mean about luring the enemy in and then annihilating them using divots in the game's AI against itself. I'm a relatively new TH, still maxing my troops and trying to farm resources. I know you only lightly broach the subject, but if you guys can get more in depth on farming techniques, etc., that'd be cool. Shout out to my clan, Boom Shakalaka. I'm known as King Scargler. I'm the co-leader. Boom Boy is our beloved leader. We're primarily adult clan, currently recruiting level 70 plus. We war twice a week, and we always have fun competitions. Biggest gold loot, biggest total resources grab, etc., etc. We're always known as the big Game of Thrones fans. So a la Ned Stark, we have public beheadings for the traitors who did not do their attacks in war.
Oh my, that's great.
That was
snipers, etc.
That was much more than 140 characters.
No, that's an email.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it Sean Bean?
I like the fact that they, Sean Bean? Sean Bean.
Shout out to Sean Bean.
006, because that movie was good.
Yeah.
Sean Bean was 006 in that Bond movie. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, Scotty.
I like the public beheadings. Like, hey, everybody get involved because you're fucking out of here.
You've been booted.
You've been booted by Boneyard.
It's called the weekly beheadings.
Yeah.
See, that would be in your nice little newspaper. I think you called it the Boneyard Sun or something like that.
The Gazette.
But it would be like the beheading section of...
Every other newspaper
has like public records.
So here's what I mean about divots.
Has public beheadings.
A divot, and this is so people who I'll send Gabriel something that shows him what I mean about divots.
Sure.
But for the people in the radio land who want to know what divots are and how I use it,
it's a good thing. It's the first time I ever really heard about it was something that it's probably been invented independently millions of times. The first time I ever heard about it, you were doing it. I don't know if you saw someone else.
No, I just tried it because... So you know how
I don't know if you saw someone else, but it works. It's a cool maneuver. Tell us about it, Scotty.
Okay. So it is a little intake inside of a regular wall that goes in about two wall pieces. Just enough so that the Tesla and maybe a bomb can fit in front of it. And what you do is you put your Teslas wide open. So they can't see where it is. They might assume it, but it doesn't matter because, and it's it's about a quarter of the way through my wall. You know, so it's not, so it's next to something. So if they're going to go in, drop giants or drop
hogs,
if they're going to drop giants or drop hogs or whatever, they're going to end up going to that Tesla. And on the way in, they're going to get bombed or trapped. You can do the bombs or traps. But basically, they go in for it. The hogs will go over after that, but it gets pounded in the meantime by defenses.
On the on the both sides of the little intake, a little alleyway going into the wall.
Yeah,
that on both sides of it is
high level walls next to the
archers, cannons, wizards.
On one
side,
for me is just elixir things because I want to know where the giants are going to go to, or where, you know, what is the next defense, right? So I put the highest level walls on the side closest to defense. What happens is because there's a divot, a bomber is not going to go in there. The bomber's going to go away.
Outside
So if you've got giants coming at me, or P.E.K.K.A.s or whatever, or not P.E.K.K.A.s, but golems.
Okay.
So they go in, they hit the thing, and now they've got to walk around, get slammed, and then come in through the bottom. Or come in through any of the points.
I hear you. You got the one alleyway.
Because it's a square diamond camp.
And anything square almost. Diamond camp with alleys going halfway, you know.
Just a little bit in.
In a little bit. And it's two squares, so an archer can, or a Tesla fits in there. They go in after the Tesla. And the things that are on the other side of the walls that have overlap, hit them. Tesla hits them. They defeat the Tesla. Then they're going to walk back out.
Yeah. And that's your seconds.
To get into
2, 3, 5.
To get into the hole that the wall breaker made, which is way outside. And then maybe you have a storage facility because it's so many hit points right there next to it. They have to walk past the storage facility
right.
to get to the next defense.
Yeah.
Hogs are doing the same thing. Any kind of wall breaker or any kind of barbs or archers that are going to go in. Stop, you know, bottleneck at that storage facility.
How can you waste other people's time is really what it comes down to.
Having a wall that's a straight line.
Scotty,
is
can you?
You need to have a bump out so that the wall breakers go to the bump out. They're going to go to the closest wall, and what's behind it? For me, there's a big bomb. You go in because the wall, the giants or anything that are going to go through the wall have to go through a big bomb, then get to the defense that's there. And there's three defenses, you know, or surrounding it, just hammering them.
Right.
Spring traps set up between two defenses so that once they defeat the first one, they go on and boom, they lose half of them.
And you basically have to think about, okay, you're not going to be able to plan for all attacks. But most people are going to be using giants. Most people are going to be using hogs. Some people might use golems. You know, but so you can do your air and try to work your air defense within that.
It's different, yeah.
Scotty, could you label the divots? Can you post that on the YouTube channel?
Well, I could post it. I'll post it to the...
I mean, I know that we've been working on doing...
Yeah.
The commentary.
I'm putting this out here to the people in Radioland. But the people that want, I can post this stuff.
Sure.
Okay. That would be great.
Or check out my cam.
All right. Let me get back to my list.
Okay. But the thing is you want to be able to waste the time of the other person, especially as you get higher up, because you know the most common things are going to be giants, hogs, as you get farther up. Giants for sure. So if you can waste the giants' time,
and they move so slow. If you can make them walk around, you're doing great.
Yeah,
and that's even like a mid-level thing because giants super high range. You're not really using giants much. You're going to use some higher up dark DK troops, and you know, giants are kind of out of it. You know, they're almost like bait at some point.
I've been seeing a lot of people using them now in wars.
You know, giants, and that's
I have regrown to like them with player one.
Okay.
That's all I have. I don't have wizards yet. Four giants, four wall breakers, and then the rest, barbs and archers. I'm really like...
It's nice to get back to basics.
Not using swarms. I'm pinpoint, okay, this giant goes here, and that giant goes there. And they start drawing troops. Okay, then three giants here, and then the wall breakers. You know, like having to use... Instead of just going semicircle, bar, 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 bar. are just, and then I just put it down and just wait till it's over and I get, you know, 50% of everything. Anyway, let's go back to the list.
All right, keep going because I'm, oh, there it is. This picture.
Number 12, Cobra. Now, Cobra was a dude who was not really playing. Actually, he was in summer school and he couldn't play and something like this. And he was a friend of a different guy, RMG. I'll get to him. He's down lower. And I'm like, dude, you need to pull your town hall inside in your war camp. Like, hey, you know, I never saw him on the chat. I never saw him request anything. I'm like, hey, you know, I put it out on the thing. Like, hey, let's get this going. He was one of the higher up guys. Like, he was one of the highest dudes. I think it's a town hall. It was a rushed town hall 10. But he was way up at top. You know, I'm like, hey, you know, it's important that you don't just give away this town hall. Even though we went 56-7 or some bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hey, man, do this. And then RMG was like, hey, he is not around. And he ended up getting the account. He's got it on his tablet. This war, he's out of town, so he's not going to be able to play Cobra. But the guy that used to have Cobra, he's going to be with. So he's going to be able to attack for us with Cobra on that guy's phone. Like, you know, why don't you just let him play it? Or, you know, I'm glad that he's able to capitalize on it. That's the kind of thing.
Yeah, I caught part of that and I was like, wait, what?
And that's the kind of thing that, okay, you know, in the long run, if you don't, you know,
a couple of different devices.
Now that we're full and you don't want to play on somebody else's, we'll dump Cobra. We'll keep RMG because it's his thing, you know, even though the one's higher bullshit. And I think RMG is his second account. Anyway, Cobra, that was Cobra. 13 is Gopher Fan. Now, he's our buddy. He was in Minnesota Nice with us forever. He's a friend of ours personally, all three of us. And he's a good dude, and he's sticking around. He was one of the top guys when we first started out. And we were like, hey, man, I need you to, you know, he came over here because he didn't, you know, he was like, I'm just going to play when I can. And we're like, oh. But now I'm like, hey, dude, I need you to really, like, fill up these war castles. Because you're the one town hall 10 for all of us. Like, you have the maxest troops of all. Can you do something? And then we won 45-1. You know, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. Thanks, buddy. He's in it. Awesome.
Gopher.
Good up to you.
I love
okay,
you.
Here's an email that came in from Jamie. Okay, wait. Sorry. Here's an email that came in from Uber J Ray. It's capital J Ray. So I'm just saying J Ray.
Uber J Ray.
Oh, and here is Boaz coming in.
Boaz.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, let me.
Shout out to Jungle Insider.
Woo. We're not there yet.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just about to get to an email here.
All right, we just made the Gopher Fan 13, and
welcome,
and Scotty's been hitting
welcome
up.
Back.
Scotty's been hitting up. Shout outs and emails and stuff in the meantime.
This is a longer one, but it's pretty cool. Okay, hello,
More than 140 characters.
What's the 140 character limit? What's that all about?
It's all
Twitter.
And your boyfriend is like a major guy on Twitter. You don't even know
about
him.
Yeah.
Turns out I totally tweet.
I was so confused. I don't even recognize him
anymore.
Are you plotting? What the fuck is this called?
I totally tweeted twice today, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not allowed on the Twitter account because...
Okay. Here is hello, fellas, and Lady B. Fans in the stands from Down Under, Aussie Adult Clash Addict here, Game Tag, Uber J Ray from Clan Aquila, AQUILA, 1% MC. Don't ask.
I'm going to go find him on my other account right now.
Don't ask. It's an outlaw MC club in the UK, but a great bunch of adult guys and girls who love
a motorcycle club?
Yeah, cool.
Oh.
Love your work, Slytherin Lady B. Lots of laughter for me in the car on the way home.
It seems like a contradiction. Motorcycle clubs and clash? Hey, everybody clashes.
Sounds like, yeah.
Everybody clashes.
Everybody clashes.
Even tough guys, okay. Like myself.
So what was this guy's name?
Uber J Ray.
Uber J Ray.
So love your work, lads and Lady B. Lots of laughter for me in the car on the way home or while at work at the desk. Here's a great tip.
I would love to know who the hell can listen to this at work.
A lot of people.
Dropped some lines, like have edited out, you know,
You can probably on you probably can't.
The cat puke episode.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Was so, played at work several times and sent me out of the pharmacy while that was listened to.
Okay. So here's a great tip that we learned we've started using for Clan Wars. Instead of ghosting, we as our lower level members unused attacks as cannon fodder on the high level bases. Sure. We get them to attack around the perimeter of the bases, scope up bomb trap, test those, et cetera. We then watch replays before we attack. We have a better idea of troop placement.
Sure.
Awesome tactic.
No, that's been nice. Right from the start. Right. Everybody's kind of thought about that. Hey, I got one left. What should I do? Everything start. Hey, go find out where the traps are. Yeah, it's a good move.
Cool. And he says, either that or if we're winning with a good lead, we get the low guys to attack their number one with a single gob as a taunt. By the way, we love Scotty's tip on leaving a taunting message to opponent's clan in a join request. That's absolutely gold. Topic ID for you guys. In my clan, they call me their warlord as the resident playmaker for the wars.
Nice.
I don't mention this as a boast, but as an interesting observation and perhaps a good idea for a clan promotion option. Mm-hmm. Elder, co-leader, warlord, leader.
So that's you're basic- so interesting. There was this clan with a ton of wins that I was talking to on Global, and I said, actually, I referred to it as the general. And I was like, who's your general? And they're like, oh, such and such. Like, there was one guy that they immediately were like, yeah, he's the one. He's the, you know, coordinator or whatever.
That's me.
So sweet.
General Zod. I mean,
General Zod. There you go.
It's a thing already.
Hey, checking out Uber J Ray's base right now. I like the base. Uber J Ray. Very nice. Level 94. He's got mostly skull walls with his Town Hall 9. All right.
So here is my idea, Boaz, because it's already brought up, and I think this is it speaks exactly what Boneyard's saying. That's what I am. I'm the general. And we were talking earlier, and he said, this is my clan. You gave me the clan thing. And I said, wait, no, it's our clan. And he's like, no, this is my clan. And I said, that's it. I'm going to break off and do the House of L. And
simultaneously, that was brought up in the clan chat. Who was going to start the House of L? Because
Lady Boneyard.
Yeah.
You didn't start it?
She didn't bring it up.
Somebody brought that up.
Ghost brought that up independently.
Oh, cool.
So House of L was an idea you had and them.
Yeah. So here's what we're going to do, I think. And I want to see what your opinion is.
Don't you go hollering at me thinking I let the cat out of the bag.
We'll start a clan family. Since House of Zod is filled, I'm going to start a House of L. And Xace will stay in House of Zod. And player one can come over to House of L,
and we can back and forth. And then
if we want in either of the clans, if we want to do some different war strategies, we can have people move back and forth.
Oh, interesting.
And then Boneyard and I we can coordinate that way.
And then we can talk to
50 or 100 people.
Yeah, it's a 100 person clan in two parts instead of a 250. Instead of 50 person. That way we can. Hey, we don't want to have. We don't want to have 25 Town Hall 10s. We want to have, 12 and 12.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't want to load one clan. I want to keep this super range of Town Halls because it makes for really uneven battles.
it's fun.
Well, as you know what I'm talking about. This current one, we're up against 40 other people. We have, five, six Town Hall 10s? They have one Town Hall 9. And it's gross.
Well, it depends on what's going to happen.
What should I do with mine? And I'm like, oh, let me see what you're at. And then I go and look at what they're at. And then remember, I'm like, Jedi Master was asking me, do you think I should do all hogs or maybe all drags? I'm like, and I went and looked at it. I'm like, oh, well.
I don't think you need to spend that much.
That's why people were saying they were going to use their farming comps in the
I'm going to use you can't do that. I'm going to use my looting army because the people that they're ranked up against are just it's just laughable. Laughable. I'm just gonna fucking run over these guys. What should I do? That's it. Don't make it cheap because fuck it. Might as well spend the money. But let's make it fun. Like, what can I do to make this really a hilarious replay?
Right.
Like, I wipe these guys out.
All healers with your heroes.
Yeah. Just walking around slaying shit.
You know what? God. Also, I'm
and nobody did this. They never followed through with that in Minnesota Knights.
All healers with your heroes, and then all lightning spells. And he uses lightning spells to take out the air defense, and then just let the healers and the heroes walk. It might take too long, actually.
Yeah.
Well, a guy did it in my clan.
But like, yeah, you had said that. Yeah.
Boneyard just drops in and just does the lowest level.
240 goblins.
I was listening to the Zodcast, the episode 48, and I had that idea because they're like, Boneyard's like, oh, when it gets full, I don't know, we'll have to like cycle people out or like keep the top 25 or something. And I was thinking, because I mean, then you know, we recorded that a while ago. And then now we're already at like 47 or 48 or something.
Oh, we're full.
And I was like, you guys are not going to want to boot people out of the clan.
Right now.
And there's so many fans in the stands, so why not just make a clan family where you, you know.
Yeah, because then if we wanted to do like, we could try a mix up. So like, hey, guys, why don't we get the top, you know, 20 or 15 players in both ones over to one and then do the bottom 15 and see what happens or try different
play around with it. Yeah.
We could do a lot of cool things.
Like a 50 person clan. Nobody's above town hall 6 except for two people are town hall 10, you know, like 48 bottom level guys with two guys that
be
can
like
just,
unbeatable.
The two guys that can just like, you know, crazy filled all the clan castles, and then all your every battle they'll go into war with just max troops in their clan castle, and it would be hilarious. It'd be such a weird thing. Like, how could you? I mean, I don't know. I bet you they couldn't even match you up with somebody. The way the algorithm,
your phone would explode when you hit Star War.
There's no way that 50 people that are our Town Hall 4 got together on global. Join me. There's no way they got to 50. They can barely get to 10. They can barely get to 10 people. 50 people. You'd be searching for 4 days, searching for a battle. It's a 50 versus 50, sort of.
So no, that is a really good idea, you guys.
So as soon as this war concludes, Scotty 827 me will be founding the House of L.
Boo.
And it'll match my phone case.
Yeah, boo.
Which is Superman
phone case. Okay, I'm gonna go back to the list.
You know, the Orphan Clan. I kind of thought that was.
I'm gonna go back to the list.
Sorry.
Gopher
Isn't that
fan.
Why we don't like Superman? Because he's an orphan.
Yeah, that was a joke I made up when I was talking to Cody the other day. Why is Superman? God, why is, yeah.
It was so ridiculous.
It was good. I don't listen. It's good.
Hey, how much does a pirate pay for an ear of corn? I don't think you've said it in this episode.
A buccaneer. Somebody. I can't remember who.
Did you ever tell the? Did you tell the pirate joke about the steering wheel on the pirate's nuts?
I have told that joke several times on this.
That's one of your dad's favorite jokes.
In fact, I've told that joke on the 20 Jokes of Boneyard.
Oh, the 20 Jokes of Boneyard. Yep.
On your extravaganza. Look it up on the podcast.
Oh, God, I love the 20 Jokes of Boneyard. And we had to cut them off. We should do it again.
I got 20 more.
Oh, I know. Because
right now we're doing the 50 members of House of Zed.
The House of Zed, yeah, let's get back to that. So, we were at Gopher Fan. The next one is Lady Boneyard. She is in the war and she is happening.
Core.
Let me tell you something. What?
Just kidding.
What did you just say?
This podcast
get the fuck out of my house.
You're about to get beat up.
You're so, about to get booted from my house.
Lady Boneyard.
I thought you were talking about Lady Yonyard.
She's a co-leader, man. She'll kick your ass out.
You can't. And I tried to kick myself down, and I couldn't do it.
That's all right.
Well, anyway.
Scotty.
All right, well, there's Lady Boneyard. Totally awesome. And right below her, 15, Undall.
Undall!
We're going to be here all day.
No, we're going to get to it. Undall is a buddy of ours from, he's a buddy of mine personally.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out, Undall. Okay. Awesome. He was in Minnesota Nights. He came over here to hang out.
We're only on number 11.
Genocide.
What the fuck do you care?
Genocide.
That's a cool name. With a J.
With a J. And you know her name is Jen. Mm-hmm.
It's a badass female gamer name.
Right. She burned that
It was
out.
Her husband's account.
No,
her husband's was an other account.
Yeah, she has her husband.
He was
account.
A rusher.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was the rush to Town Hall 8, and she's trying to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Which is quite a tedious task. Yeah. I would just stick with her Town Hall 8 if I were her.
Not on her account, though.
Oh,
so she's rocking it. She's,
okay.
She's you know,
I misunderstood.
on the chat a bunch, and she's doing what she can. Dark Super D, talked about him earlier. He's a new guy. Cool. He's in the war. Pretty cool. You know, he likes the podcast. He's a friend. C-Shark, he's been around for pretty much since the first.
Yeah, he was original.
Yeah, he was an original war guy. You know, yeah. He was one of the first fans that came on. Loves the shits.
Hey, shout out to Michael Dunn, who texted in. This was before the podcast came out where we talked about it, but said, I was just listening to the new cast and liked your thoughts on the wind spell. But what if they did a targeting spell, which you talked about, mm-hmm. too, where you can drop it and pull your troops to a certain point. I guess troops in a certain radius, but that would be crazy.
That is better than the wind spell, and everybody agrees with me versus over you. Because
I feel like that's kind of what makes Clash of Clans unique, is that you can't target things. Like, because I almost quit the game when I first started playing, because I'm used to most games you just say where you want your troops to go,
right?
And so here you have to place them, and then that's it. Then you have to trust the AI from there on out. And so it's like, I think that's kind of what makes Clash of Clans different than other games. So I don't know if they would
have to learn the AI and then play with it.
You have to find out how it's so frustrating at first.
It is, but it makes it a little more involved.
But a black hole spell, you know, an opposite of the wind. That would be kind of cool. I mean, because it would be utilizing the
target spell.
Or you could have a wind spell that you could choose how you use it, whether you want it to be reverse
or the west wind.
Yeah.
Sure.
You want it to push or pull.
We're going
to
keep going down. Number 19, R. Cooper Cady. R. Cooper Cady.
Coop.
Coop. We've been calling her Coop or him. Him. Coop. Again, friend of the show. There's not much. He donates when he can. He's
funny
He's chatty. He's funny. Ryan, 1994. Been around since pretty much the beginning, I think.
I want to shout out to Ryan. He is racing me. We are exactly the same amount of walls, defenses, and I just went to Town Hall 8, and he, I think, is saving up for Town Hall 8. So, haha, Ryan, I'm in the lead.
Burn, Ryan. Better get on that shit.
Jungle Insider.
Keep it flashy, yeah. Ryan's been around since the beginning. Is tons of donations. He's doing his thing. Number 21, the Mester. Now, the Mester, I let him in today. I think he had a Swedish, I want to join your clan thing. And I was like, hey, Mester, are you a fan? He's like, yes, just for some time now. And okay. And then I haven't seen him since, so I don't know if he's going to get to stick around.
He's got a foreign clan.
If you're listening to this, Mester, you better step up your
game.
Your participation.
Well,
thank God we don't.
Right now, he's in, because once he goes through a war cycle, then we can make a decision. You know, if he's on, and if he does his part,
it's good at attacking.
If he does his part, he's in. If not, you boot, and we'll cycle through shit. Same for everybody. right underneath the Meister is Lily, L-I-L-Y.
Brand new. Guess what?
Brand new. I don't know her.
Nerds? There's girls in this clan.
Oh, there is a lot of girls in this clan.
There's a lot of girls in this clan.
Hey, everybody wants to be before Zod. Hey, it's cool.
Takes on a new meaning.
It's always been the same meaning, boys.
Oh.
I
just got it.
That's the best part, is that I don't know if people understand that.
Shall kneel before Zod. I don't know how many times a week I hear that.
If he three stars you,
and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, there's other people that want this. Well, you better fucking watch what you wish for.
You guys are in the House of Zod for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not just, oh, that's funny. And
the prereqs are to kneel before Zod, and everyone thinks that this is kneel before Zod. Oh,
I should never have promoted Boyard to leader.
The House of El is going to be a lot classier, I think.
Yeah,
the House of El is going to be
podcast.
Little kids and
I'm doing my attacks, and I'm leaving for House of El.
House of El is going to be for little kids and dudes.
What?
That's
House of Zod is for adults and ladies.
And ladies. Because we want the ladies.
Number 23. Number 23, he's in the war.
We're going to be here all day.
Great name. Kenny Powers.
Kenny Powers.
Right? Awesome. Now, I was like, oh, that's awesome. And he's like, his number two account, and I can't remember right now, but it was a good name.
Oh, he had.
If any kids out there. Earmuffs, by the way, because I'm going to say my favorite Kenny Powers quote.
Oh, hold on.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. Kenny Powers was Kenny Powers, and I don't know.
He has three accounts.
Why don't I say my quote?
What is the anchorman's name?
Yeah, what's the quote?
Rog and Burgundy.
I think that was the second one.
Okay, so the quote that Kenny Powers had, because I was just about to watch it. I was so excited last night. I got home. Kenny Powers is from Eastbound and Down. And I got home, and I was thinking about watching it. I looked, and there's Kenny Powers in our clan. This is my favorite quote of his is, there's no I in team, but there's a U in cunt.
Yeah, and that got said in Minnesota Nice. And that
I
was
forgot to put on my earmuffs.
I thought that this guy was in one of the ghosting clans. So I kind of...
But there's probably a lot of Kenny Powers on
exactly.
There are probably many.
There's a lot of ghosting clans too, motherfuckers. So
Powers, yeah, let's talk about that, boys, when we're...
So 23, Kenny Powers. I can't remember his second account. Kenny Powers is his third
the
account.
The six-fingered man.
This second account is, no, I can't remember, and his first account, he was like, hey, if I tell you, will you promise not to say it on the podcast? Because I'm shy. And I said, I promise nothing. And he said, okay, well, my first name is, he's Inigo Montoya from the clan Exploitation. And that was like, Exploitation, that's what you're thinking, I don't know. Okay, Exploitation word, Inigo Montoya. My name is Inigo Montoya. You've killed my father. Prepare to die. Princess Bride. And I was like, oh, my God, that's the best name out of all three. I can't remember what the second one was. Okay. But Indigo
it's a big
Montoya,
movie buff guy.
Well, Princess Bride, any single name out of anybody would be a great name for this game. The Dread Pirate Roberts, Prince Humperdinck, the Six-Figured Man.
Okay, none of them have anything on the Gargler. Okay.
The gargle. that would be Chuck Norris's name because he can gargle peanut butter.
I do wish wish I could go back and change Xayas's name. You know
to
what
the gargler?
No.
Yeah.
No. Yes. The gargler.
Yes.
No. I would be Ender.
Not as good as the gargler. I wish I had. I almost started a third account just so I could name it the gargler.
I might have to do that. Scotty, you start your third
Lady
account.
Lady B is going
to
be the gargler.
There's no way I'm starting.
I got to give Boneyard credit for the gargler. That's awesome.
She'll be listening.
What'd you say? Boaz?
I said I got to give Boneyard major credit. I could not stop laughing when he busted that one out in the discussion about new names.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we've had quite a few episodes about names.
Well, yeah.
Like period blood.
Period blood, yeah.
Vagina Ripper.
Jesus. I don't remember that one. But I just Vagina Ripper 69, I will remember always because I was like, fucking what? Is this kid 13 and just learned what?
Yes. All right, we're going to continue.
All right.
Number 23. Oh, man, we're still only on 23?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I missed one.
Scotty's going to fast forward.
Hold on.
This. I missed 23. High voice.
23 is Toshi. T-O-A-S-H-I. Toshi. Didn't really have a lot of involvement with him on chat. Came on. I'm a fan. And then didn't see him much. But I skipped him, and now we're down.
Kenny Powers almost said an hour with this episode,
Born Here. 25, so. Ken Boss. Also don't have any. He's in this war. I didn't know him. I didn't see him when he came in, and he got in, and he hasn't been around, but he knows what he's doing. He's a higher level. War base is set up right, and it doesn't even matter. Until he doesn't or does attack, it doesn't matter what he's doing. Number 26,
okay.
Michelina. Which, if you're from Duluth, that is a whole different thing than if he's from Sweden.
And it's spelled completely different.
Why don't we save the last half for another episode?
Are we going to go two episodes just on the House of Zod?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because we're going to.
Is it an hour already?
Almost.
Okay.
Why? What are you
wrapping it up? We're at 25. Michelina was the guy that.
I don't know if everybody wants to hear.
Michelina was a guy that.
This is a major motivation to join that clan, though. You get so much time spent on talking about you.
Okay, so Michelina was a Swede.
Well, we need to figure out the revolving door here.
All right, shush. Michelina was a Swede, and he, hey, I want to join your clan. And I let him in, and he said, hey, I like your show. It's fun, and some things like this. And good times. Okay.
That's not the right accent.
And I didn't hear him again. I didn't hear from him again. Okay, so he's done. He's not in the clan. Or he's not in the war. So if people get booted,
don't be offended.
Well, it's all about being active on chat.
Just knowing that you're there. Like not
this
joy.
Clan family is going to get big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing:
people are going to get as far away from Boneyard as they possibly can. Well, no.
Jesus, have you met his friends in real life?
I haven't. I'm not kicking people out. I kick people out if they don't respond right away. Like. I want to join your clan. And that's all it says. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, for
hey.
Sure.
And I say, accept. Hey, man, are you welcome? Are you a fan? And then I don't hear anything for 5 minutes. You're out. Try again.
Right.
And I on every one of my kickouts, I put, this is a clan for fans of the podcast, ClashGuysPodcast.com. Listen to us and keep it clashy. And that's every one of my kickouts is nice and like that. Like, I'm not, even people that have been around, there's a couple of people that are in this war that are going to get kicked out down near the bottom, that they're going to get the same thing because they just don't. They're just not active. They're just not playing. They may listen to us. They
like gaming, donating, or
or they have a town hall four with like six wooden walls and one cannon, and they, you know, like, okay, you just don't play.
Yeah.
You know, like, fine, okay, you don't play. You might listen, but you don't really play the game. You know, oh, I heard about this. I'm going to join up. Maybe you listen for a week. Even if you listen for 6 months, but you don't really play. The clan is for people, is for fans who play. Maybe a lot of our fans, maybe some of our fans don't play that often, right. But like the.
Yeah, because we want it to be an active clan.
Yeah, it's eventually going to be a top end clan, even with Town Hall sixes or fours.
Well, did you guys already mention Risha?
Yeah, yes. We got through her.
Yeah, so Risha first appeared in The True Sons.
Oh, cool. Oh,
yeah, but she, I think it's either he or she,
I don't
had,
know.
Pink walls or some pink walls. Really nice, like, base and stuff, but we have a very strict, like, non-pink wall policy. So someone ended up booting.
Yeah, well, I could not be in that clan.
So either you go from Town Hall 5 to Town Hall 8, or you better not have, either gold walls or black walls.
Well, no, I mean pink or lower. Like, we're not against pink, but, always. I mean, nothing under purple. And so then there was actually a debate about it in like group me, like, well, it's a good base, but no, it's got a bunch of pink walls. Oh, okay, well. So then the next thing I know, Risha is in House of Zod. And so I go to Dr. Death. I was like, do you know that person? Because he's in both clans. So I was like, well, it must be someone he knows. And he's like, no. I was like, well, what's the odds of them being in both clans? And he's like, well, dumbass, they're a fan of the podcast. They heard about The True Sons in the podcast. And then they went, and I was like,
sure, yeah.
And I want to get to a small world thing next episode that we have to talk about.
We've right, had a lot
let's
of people
wrap it up. Where are we at?
We're at almost an hour.
All right, let's wrap it up. Boys, we'll get back to you in a minute. Wrap it up here at ClashGuysPodcast.com. Get a hold of us, 424-27-CLASH. ClashGuys at gmail.com and a bunch of other
ClashGuys podcasts.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to record episode 3 right away. Probably episode 4 because I've only gotten halfway through the list.
Oh my God.
Episode 3 for the night is going to be the last half of the list. And I got even more shit to talk about from people that aren't even in the clan anymore.
Maybe notables from the list.
Yeah, maybe notables.
No, we're going through the whole thing.
No,
I'm going through the whole thing because
they're my Zodcasters,
man. Scotty's going to totally edit this, Boneyard.
Listen,
has to edit everything.
People that have just come in for just a second are getting shorted.
Well, we can do some shout. Just that's what I mean. Just
we're going
through
the rest of it.
Just say the names and then say, hey, this person.
Keep it a little shorter. Okay.
Way shorter.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
It's like a backstory. He joined in. He let me check my checklist here. He commented 14 times.
You know, part of the way there.
Doing good. He's from Kentucky. 7 times. So like, he's so.
It's like
stink.
Watching a.
Oh, that is requirements for Elder right there.
That's like watching a golf match. You know, like a golf. Look at his Town Hall 4. It's really nice.
All right. Okay. Keep it clashy, y'all. We're out of here.
All right.
Back in a minute.
Keep some clash.
Later.